Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at February 2024, the forecast for each life path number. Before we get into it, though, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. We can look at your year ahead forecast, your full numerology report, your compatibility with your partner, your siblings, your dog, your friends, whatever, your business numerology, you name it, we can pretty much look at it. So if it's something you're interested in, book some time with me. You can find my information again in the description box below. I'd love to work with you. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at February. Life path 22-4. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 5 as well as zebra energy. So this is interesting. So with zebra energy, actually with zebra and 5 energy, there's this boldness to this energy, right? Where it's saying, where it's really putting forth this message of, again, being bold, being yourself, self-acceptance, being distinct, right? And not worrying so much about fitting in or doing things too rigid or too in the box. This 5 energy is really going to push you to let your uniqueness out of the box and to think a little bit more unconventionally, do things a little bit more unconventionally, and let your inner spirit free. Right? There's the 5 energy is about seeking freedom, right? Freedom of expression, freedom of movement, whatever the case may be, wherever it is you feel restricted or too or overly refined, the 5 energy comes in to shake things up. And with zebra energy coming through, you know, you see a zebra, they're not your average horse. And so it's definitely about accepting who you are and letting your true, authentic, unique self out of the box and thinking outside the box and doing things outside the box. And what's interesting is as a 4, right? Because 22-4, you are a 4 life path. As a 4, if you think about the 4, right? With 4 walls, it's a box, right? You have to think outside of that, right? So there's something here that's pushing you to not be different, but be yourself in whatever capacity that's needed, wherever it is that you've been trying to fit the mold, which can be uncomfortable, right? So you might feel that sort of urge to, just express yourself differently, but not different from self. There's also this energy that could come up this month for you all about travel, about, you know, immersing yourself in different cultures, seeing how other people do things, gaining insights from, you know, again, other people, other places. So if you were to travel, especially for leisure, this is such a great month for that. It's also great for work as well. But if you're traveling for leisure, I think you'll have a really great time. This is also a great time for shifts and changes, right? Anytime we're in a 5 cycle, it's sort of like stepping into a washing machine. It's going to shift and turn and sort of oscillate, right? And move us where we need to be moved. So if there's anywhere that we've become too rigid, too systematic, even too much with the blinders on, the 5 comes in and just can completely change the landscape so that we have to wake up from this sort of monotonous dream that we've been in. And it shifts the landscape so that we have to, you know, find our footing again and build from that new landscape. It changes the dynamic and it sort of forces evolution, so to speak. So you could find that in certain areas of your life this month, there are major shakeups, major changes that you're going to have to adjust to. And really with 4 energy, 4s like structure and stability and to feel safe. Most humans do, but for 4s, you know, that's how you typically roll. But the 5 comes in and says, no, this is boring and we need to shake it up. So you could find that there are areas in your life this month where the rug sort of gets ripped out from underneath you and you're going to have to figure it out. You're going to have to figure out, you know, how to move in a different way that's much more aligned with the path that you're moving on, where you're headed. So again, the 5 is going to see where it is we're stuck and that we need a shake up so that we can continue to evolve and move forward. and so that we can see things in a more progressive, more unconventional way, because that's where the evolution happens. That's where change really does happen. So you could see this in your relationships, in your career, in your belief systems, however it shows up for you. Even in your identity, you know, where it is that maybe you've been living your life for somebody else and you really get this feeling that it's time to break free and break out, to be yourself, to be your unique self, so that you can build whatever it is that you're meant to build in this lifetime as a 22-4, the master builder. So this is big transformative energy. Now, it's only happening for a shorter cycle because it's only for a month long, but a lot can happen in a month. So yeah, you can also find during this energy, because the five brings in change and transformation, you know, that forces us to do things differently or forces us to see a bigger perspective or a more unique perspective, a more progressive perspective. And so from that, you could find that what you initiate now, what you pursue could be very successful because it's sort of ahead of its time. It's something that the success will catch up to, right? It's sort of like finding a solution that's much more aligned with the times, right? Or what the times will be in the years to come, if that makes sense. Because five energy is very progressive. Usually it's ahead of the curve. So a lot of big insights can come in. A lot of like insights or ideas that haven't been thought of before could come in for you around this time. So yeah, can be kind of interesting. You could also see what's interesting with this energy. Also, you could see inheritance, settlements could come in around this time that could actually bring in quite a bit of money or resources now. The other thing is, like, because contracts can fall under this energy, it's actually 23-5 that you all are working with. So marriage, adoption, all fall under this vibration. And so anything like that would be very supported at this time. So if you're looking to even adopt a pet, this is a great time to do that under this energy, and it would be very successful, so to speak. So same thing with marriage. If that's on your radar, this is a great time to get married for you all. Yeah. Also, you know, divorce would also fall under this because of contracts. So if you were going through some kind of divorce settlement, you could see that things land amicably and you're happy with the results, right? Whatever that may mean for you. So yeah, very interesting energies for you all. I do think this can bring about a lot of change though, or at least initiate that change. And that can be uncomfortable for fours, for 22 fours especially. So just move with it. You know, the biggest thing for five energy is to be adaptable, to kind of go with the flow. Yeah. And see where you land. And then once you land, then take a survey of the landscape and rebuild or build in a different way that feels much more aligned. So yeah, kind of topsy-turvy energy this month for you all, but there's a lot of, there's a lot to be gained from it. Let's put it that way. So I hope it's a great month. Take care. Bye for now.